Next up, we got the US Festival. Not the US Festival. The US Festival. It was two festivals sponsored by Steve Wozniak of Apple fame. And the first one was Labor Day, 1982. The second, which is what we're going to hear, was Memorial Day, 1983, and had 3 days, and actually there was a fourth day a week later. It was, each one by genre. The fourth one a week later was Country Day. We're going to be listening to the second day of the festival, entitled Heavy Metal Day. The bands headlining that day were Quiet Riot, Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne, Judas Priest, Triumph, The Scorpions, and finally Van Halen. And each band is culminated by a short interview that I've left in the broadcast. And this will be the last time you hear any chatter for the broadcast, because other than a couple short station IDs and such at the disc changes between disc 1 and 2 and 2 and 3, I decided to let the festival play in its entirety. So let's check it out. And Joe, if you're not doing it already, the smoking lamp is lit. So spark it up and blaze away, man. You're going to enjoy this, man. Hold on to your seats for the ride. But before we listen to this festival, a short public service announcement that I'm sure you all have been waiting for. This is another one of them court-mandated public service announcements that I'm forced to give ever since I got caught doing what I shouldn't be doing. Only losers do crack. All the cool kids do quack. So tune your radio dial to quackhouseradio.net and join a revolution. Ah.
All right! Are you ready to come feel the noise? Festival 83 wants you to welcome Quiet Riot!
Hey, hey, hey! You're looking good today! You feeling healthy and hot? Alright, we got some metal maniacs out there, I think! Yeah!
Something more than that. Let's get crazy!
disaster, Rudy Sarzo on bass guitar. I've got a question for you. We came back home to do one thing in particular, one sort of music that is indigenous to people who know what it's all about. Do you know what kind of music that might be? Might that be a bit of metal? Well, if we got some real headbangers here today, I want to know. I mean, I want to feel it. I want to feel your throat. When I count to three, I want you guys to scream so loud that your throats are gonna bleed. One, two, three! Well, Rudy, how was that? Did they do it better? Mr. Rudy says you can do it better. Come on, you headbangers. If you really want some metal, I want you to scream it so loud there's going to be blood curdling on your veins. One, two, three. One, two, three. You want metal? Hey, metal!
Backstage reporting for the Westwood One Satellite Network, and we are talking with members of Quiet Riot who just got off the stage. And how was it out there? Now, let me, before you answer, knowing the band as well as I do, it was 3-4 weeks a couple months ago. About the biggest gig you had played was the Roxy in Los Angeles.
Six weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Now
you introduced us, our first show, in our first live show as Quiet Riot with the new album out. You introduced us. Remember?
And I do.
Which, by the way, is going to be broadcast on Westwood One.
That's right. We are taking care of you on that. Okay, you went from there, and now we are dealing with the fact that you played before probably 300,000 people. What was it like?
It was great.
Fantastic.
Did it freak you out? Did you do anything different because you were playing in front of 300,000 people?
Well, you seem to project a little bit more because of the how far the audience is. You know, so you just maybe your movements are a little bit
bigger.
Bigger.
A little bigger, yeah.
We had 300,000 people is more worth of fun.
That's right. We have that much harder.
Well, it was real good to see you guys on stage, and apparently the crowd, as you heard the roar when we introduced you up there, was awesome. I mean, it was. Did it scare you? Did it get you more nervous, or just get you juiced up when you heard that?
I have a big family.
It would have scared us if it would have just been a.
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely did not scare us, man. It was a warm welcome.
Yeah, the big roar makes it more comfortable for you, I think.
Yeah.
It's like going to an Italian wedding.
I know that what happens when we first walked out, Carlos just woke up. I mean, they took him on stage, he heard the roar, he went, oh, time to play, plugged in, and went ahead with the set.
Okay. Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for talking with us. This is David Perry reporting for the Westwood One Satellite Network.
Yeah!
Guerrilla!
For the Westwood One Satellite Network. I'm talking with Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue from Los Angeles. Again? They just finished up their Us Festival 83 set. How you guys doing?
All right.
It's hot, man, but it's feeling really good.
Yeah, I hear they have some air conditioning blowers up there on stage to help it help minimize the heat up there.
I didn't feel any.
Yeah, what do you think, Nikki, about walking out and seeing all those faces? A couple of 100,000 people out there.
It's insane. You don't even realize it until you get off stage, then it hits you.
You played more to more people in one set than you did in the whole I'm in Hell Canada tour.
That's true. Well, we played the troubadour. Yeah. We played to more people than I'm in Hell tour. Anyway.
So, what did you think when you flew in here? How'd you get in here?
A helicopter?
Yeah. What would you think of the scene? That was
looks like a circus.
Last
night,
all
the tents and everything.
We flew in last night too, just to check it out. But you really couldn't tell because it was dark out. But when we flew in today, we just saw nothing but bodies, you know, and just heads and arms in the air, just sweat everywhere. It was great. You just go, yeah, we're playing, man, pretty soon.
Well, you know, even though it was a daytime show and you guys didn't have your normal array of special effects and stunts, the crowd really got off.
That's what we had to do when we went out on the road with Kiss, too. And it really felt good to know that that's like what warmed us up for this, that we don't need that, you know? It's like we don't need it to go on stage. It's nice if you have it.
A lot of critics, you know, they say, well, a band can only do good because they have the special effects, they have the lighting, you know, they have the nighttime effects and everything. But, man, when you go out to a festival like this, you can do it during the daytime, it's just straight-ahead rock and roll, and there's nothing else you can do about it, you know. And the kids get off on it, it's just like listening to a record.
So it also seemed that the kids responded well to the new songs, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a hot album.
Yeah, I understand you're going to go in with Tom Werman to work on the second album
soon. Right, next week. Taking a week off, then we're going to go in and record the album.
Oh, what's the most difficult part of playing a show like this, of this size?
Getting up at 6, 7 o'clock.
It's definitely not rock and roll time.
No, no. I get up when the sun's warm.
We played the lunch show.
The lunch show.
Thanks all that.
Thanks very much, guys.
All right, man.
This is Stephen Peoples for the Westwood One Satellite Network. I've been talking with Vince Neil and Nikki Six of Motley Crue.
All right, take it easy.
You are listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there.